Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gen X Grown Up is a YouTube channel, website, and audio podcast you're listening to right now. All made for and by people who love exploring media, games, tech, and toys of yesterday and today through the eyes of Gen Xers who refuse to grow up.
Your dinner cannot just be french fries. Basically, life sucks as a grown-up.
Welcome back, Gen X Grown Up podcast listener, to this bonus episode of the Gen X Grown Up podcast. I'm John. Joining me as always is George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Of course, you know that Mo is here.
Hey, guys.
We always say at the top of our shows that one of our favorite parts of the show is fourth listener email. And, you know, we always have one to read or two or something like that. Recently, we did a backtrack all about top 10 80s movie soundtracks. You guys remember that, of course?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I remember the difficulty of prepping and
doing
that soundtrack. Yeah,
yeah, right. The finagling, what was going to win. And and then even after it came out, we got a lot of feedback on social and on Discord. And this episode is something we've not done before. We'll often get one or two emails about a topic that we did. This backtrack garnered not only a lot of email, but a lot of passionate email and a lot of responses to our top 10 picks.
Yeah, you're not talking like a paragraph here.
No, I'm talking like people had actual deep shit to say. They were just adamant about what we did right, what we did wrong. That's right. They did. And so we always say, hey, there are three of us. If anyone else listens, well, that's the fourth listener. All of these people are fourth listeners in this show. We decided to record a special episode because if we were just sprinkling in these emails over the next few shows, it'd be until 2025 before we got rid of them. Right? We'd never go through all of them.
Yeah, let's do this.
So we instead said bonus episode, we're just focusing on people who wrote in about the top 10 80s movie soundtracks. Mm-hmm. Now, if for any reason you didn't get to hear that backtrack all about our top 10 80s movie soundtracks, of course, you can go back in our back catalog. It's in the list. And Mo, I'll throw you the link. You can put a direct link to it if you would in our show notes as well, right? Click on through. So you probably want to hear that first. And no better time to get started than the present. We're going to start with a longtime listener and supporter, Hambone, who wrote in. The subject of his email was top 10 soundtrack backtrack.
Okay, that sounds innocuous, you know,
right. Now, he's generally complimentary here. He just had, he's like an average one. As this progresses, it gets a little more adversarial, I think.
Okay. We'll see how
it goes. Hambone says, gentlemen, greetings and salutations. After listening to the top 10 soundtrack backtrack and reading a lot of comments on the Discord channel regarding the backtrack, I have a couple of comments I noticed. The backtrack contained a list of soundtracks based on source music only and did not include any score music selections.
This is true. This is true. We purposely did that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
people brought up like Star Wars. And
I think, didn't we talk about that?
We didn't on the show. There was a lot of talking about it, but it was afterwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So we didn't include, you know, things like John Williams' epic scores, Jaws and things like that.
E.T. and all that.
And he's absolutely right. We definitely leaned into like pop music-y types of, of soundtracks, not score soundtracks, as he said. So was that a conscious decision? I don't remember even thinking about it. We just kind of picked the ones that were our favorites.
Well, I mean, I don't think we started off saying, okay, we're only going with lyric-based song soundtracks. Mm-hmm. I think we just gravitated toward that because I think very quickly when I was building the list, that was what was on 90% of the websites out there when you look for best soundtracks of all time. Yep. It's almost always lyric-based songs. It's not generally scores because I think a scores soundtrack best of list is a very difficult thing to figure out because it's difficult to compare. So there are some soundtracks that are arguably in the top echelon, but then between those, how do you differentiate which is better than another?
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I think what we ended up going with was we used, like we talked about in the podcast, you know, which soundtrack had a lot of songs in top 10 lists, you know, on their own. And
we did talk about that.
You know, which ones have personal meanings to people and stuff like we did with one of mine. I think it was an unconscious thing that turned into a conscious thing later.
I mean, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Well, he even goes on to say, maybe a second backtrack could be done to present your top 10 movie soundtracks based on score music, which you just said could be pretty tough, right?
Yeah. I mean, we could certainly do it. There's no question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would just be, it would be more controversial.
Yeah. Hambone even says, although I'm sure you'll encounter the same scrutiny as you already have on this backtrack.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like, how are you going to choose between 2001 and Jurassic Park and one of my personal favorites, Star Trek 4?
Yeah. Or Jaws or Indiana Jaws. Or right. Like, it's just, yeah. My head is filling with ones that are all number one. And I'm like, I don't know what number two is now. Yeah. So good point, Hambone. You're right. And, you know, maybe that will be a future one. I think it could be a tough one to deliberate. But, you know, and we also, we said at Discord, this is very subjective. This was Gen X grown-ups top 10. You even said to somebody in the chat, I think at Discord, this was my list. You make your list. But truly, it was very divisive. I love when topics like this and get people animated and they're like, that one's wrong and that was great. And you missed this one. So if we poke fun at anyone writing, it's not because we don't like you disagreed. We love that you disagreed and cared enough to write in. So Hambo went on to say, I thought you missed a couple of great soundtracks. Maybe they were on your list or not. Cocktail from 1988.
Yeah.
It was on
some
there.
Good stuff on it. I went back and watched that movie shortly after I saw this comment.
Oh, really?
And the Fabulous Thunderbirds were a big part of that soundtrack, and they were really popular at the time, doing a lot of stuff. And
Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy's on there.
Bobby McFerrin is on there. Yeah, it was a really good soundtrack. It was a solid contender.
Yeah. Well, we already had two Tom Cruise in our top 10. We had Top Gun and Color of Money. Both made it.
We didn't need three.
Yeah, so that would have been a third one. Not that it was a problem, but it didn't make our 10. Yeah. Another one he says was Heavy Metal from 1981. Oh,
Jesus Christ. I don't know how we left that one off the list.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that one.
That one should have absolutely
been
there.
That one very much a score type soundtrack too, but epic, sweeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it wasn't on a single website that I looked at.
No, nobody mentioned it.
Wasn't.
And it didn't pop up in my mind either. Hambone said this soundtrack added to the animation and was like a character in the film unto itself.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. So he wraps up saying, maybe you could do a follow-up after the airing of the backtrack, get a fourth listener's choice for the best soundtrack entry for your top 10 lists. So like, as we're doing top 10s, maybe we get a poll and find out what other people, take some coordination, but it could happen.
It could happen. Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a fourth listener segment in our top 10 podcast. Mm-hmm. The only thing that bothers me just a little bit is that we're going to be giving away the topic ahead of
time.
It's
a spoiler, right?
Yeah.
But the people who most care, they get spoiled, but maybe they would like to contribute. Who knows?
Yeah, might be fun.
Or we could do just after, even do a poll after the podcast
and then do another bonus like this one, like
some kind
maybe
of a follow-up.
Patreon.
Yeah, a follow-up or something like that. Yeah.
See, we're listening to you, audience. If you want to be heard, you want to do it, we find a way to get you heard. So Hambone says, thanks for the great content. Cortis auditor in aeternum, Hambone, which is fourth listener forever. Yeah, he's using Latin. You're a fancy Hambo. Thank you for writing in. We're so grateful that you did. Let's go ahead and do one more. Brad B. wrote in. Brad B. Also, you know, a recent listener just in the last year or so, supporter on Patreon already. Thank you, Brad. The subject line of his email was 80s movie soundtrack WTF.
Oh, Lord. Here we
go. This is a different tone then, isn't it?
Here we go.
I told you it was going to escalate. Brad says, dear Gen X grown-up fellas, who spiked your Pop Rocks and Cosmic Candy and Space Dust? What Eastern European off-brand of Tang have you been snorting?
Wow.
Whoa.
All right. So he agrees with us. Moving on.
You know, after an opening like that, I am super willing to listen to whatever else you have to say.
Yeah, really.
We're very receptive now to your comments. Well, let's see. He says, this is a great leadoff. I was going to remain silent, feverishly gnawing on some petrified gator gum, but the more I listened to the haggling for points on your individual 80s movie soundtrack nominations, I had to whip out my petrified whistle pop and sound the alarm.
You know, I give him credit. He's got more 80s pop culture references
all these
in
references.
His first 10 lines than we ever do in a whole podcast.
He's using him really well, though. Fitting right in.
Yeah, he's working him in. It's not over, by the way.
Oh, geez.
Who raided Barry Manilow's wardrobe? Take your dad's loafers and khaki pants off and Gen X up.
Whoa.
It was fighting words.
Okay, so so is he going to get into like what he's upset about yet?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
He might have just called us boomers, actually. I mean, that's what it sounded like. He says, I hope it's evident how much I adore this podcast and enjoy the insight shared with us fourth listeners. But as I compose this rib jabbing screed, I'm compelled to evoke George's fire here and call out, this is bullshit.
Okay. I'm listening.
It's a thing. It's going to be a t-shirt, George. It's bullshit. With your face.
You know, I would, but damn Resident Alien has already co-opted my phrase and he's using it in his show all the time. Yeah. I'll just get sued if we do a t-shirt.
He's a little bit more famous than you too. So
he'll just slightly.
Yeah.
Not much. We're getting there. He references here after the show, we posted the deliberations for this top 10 as a patron bonus over on Patreon. Right. So he listened to that and it was us deciding what the top 10 would be, you know, before the show started. And he says, after listening to the Patreon only audio, I could tell there was more haggling and bargaining for soundtrack points than a John DeLorean cocaine deal.
Damn.
Whoa.
Man, they keep coming.
It's the whole spectrum. It goes from candy to
nose candy,
pet rocks. Now it's John DeLorean. Like, there's four references in that one little three-word phrase. There's John DeLorean, there's the DeLorean car, there's Back to the Future, and there's cocaine. All in that one
all
little
80s.
Segment. Yep. Good Lord.
No honorable mentions for two movie soundtracks packed with some of the defining music of our generation, Breakin' or Pretty in Pink.
Oh, goddamn. I did love Breakin'.
Oh, yeah.
I actually don't remember the music from that one, though.
Breakin'?
Yeah, I have to watch it again.
There was that one, and then there was another movie that came out at about the same time, Beat Street.
Breaking 2? Oh, yeah, Beat Street.
Yeah, no, Breaking 2.
We'll throw this later.
Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. I even remember the subtitles.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
They had songs on there from people like Ice-T. Mm-hmm. And
I feel like there might have been like some Fat Boys on there or something. I forget. Yeah. But it was like headliner hip hop stuff from that era. And it was, yeah, it was a fun album. Yeah, I don't know. And Pretty in Pink. Okay. I think we talked John about Hughes. That one. It just didn't make the top 10.
Yeah, it was on our list. Yeah. I just didn't get enough points, right?
Yeah. Which one do you go with? I mean, if you're going to go with a John Hughes movie, is it going to be Pretty in Pink or is it going to be Breakfast Club with the one iconic song?
Yeah.
I mean,
Pretty in Pink had a lot of good
16 Candles, even.
Yeah. Right.
OMD was in it. And
we're not arguing that they had good songs on them. Breakin' maybe should have made it honorable. Pretty in Pink, I think, falls down to the maybe top 15 or 20. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he says Breakin' had hip hop and what would become such a movement and mix of musical styles that we see become its own art form during our generation. But no, you ignored it for some fermenting old 50s pop or sad smoky blues.
Ooh. Wow. So I think he just took pot shots at Stand By Me and Color of Money.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, no, I felt it. I felt it right in the sack. Too. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to defend my Color of Money till the day I die. I don't give a shit what any of these four listeners say.
Yep. Oh, and believe me, listeners have something to say about Color of Money. It's coming, George. Hang tight.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Brad goes on to say, what about New Wave? Sure, the songs in Pretty in Pink weren't as cutting edge as The Cure's post-punk catalog from the late 70s, but the New Wave is also another distinct genre born from our generation.
I can't argue with him. He's right.
So what movie is he referencing that from, though?
He's talking Pretty in Pink, maybe.
OMD was in there, you know.
All
those groups, yeah. INXS.
Yeah. He finally says, I would have given an honorable mention also to the Lost Boys soundtrack for INXS, a cover of The Calls I Still Believe.
Yeah
maybe. Yeah. And the movie's unforgettable sinister hit, Cry Little Sister.
That was a good song. Yeah. That was a good song.
Great song. But again, that doesn't make a soundtrack. That's a couple of great songs. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we couldn't give an honorable mention or reference to everything that was awesome in the 80s because the list would have never ended.
It would just be, let's list all the soundtracks.
Yeah
I know, right?
Just search from 80 to 89. And there's your list.
Right. There it is. Yeah. So many of them. I agree with George's statement that these kinds of lists are totally subjective.
Okay.
And Mo, the Big Chill cassette was in heavy rotation in my car.
Good man.
And John and George shafted your pick in favor of their own.
Oh, absolutely.
Goddamn right I did.
Thank
you. Yeah. Of course I shafted your pick because I didn't care for it.
I'm fighting for mine.
He wraps it up by saying, love what you guys do, even if you put your mom and dad's music above Gen X's notable music contributions.
Wow.
Oh, he's calling us boomers again. At least you got Prince's Purple Rain right.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope you take my rant in the spirit of good fun. It was composed. I'm a faithful, loyal listener. Go forth and rock, Brad B.
That's an awesome mail.
That may be one of my favorite emails that we've ever gotten.
Yeah. It's so loaded with references. How to, even though he called us boomers like thrice, still, yeah. I was impressed by his email. So mm-hmm.
like, that's the email that if we ever have a Gen X grown up book written about us someday, I want that in the foreword.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad, you can write the foreword for us. You can talk about how great we are with a million references. I like
it. And poke fun at us for all the stuff we screw up.
Yeah, which we will.
That wouldn't be an email if you didn't. Over the past few weeks, we've been trying out Factor Meals, and they're meals that come straight to your door. They deliver them to you in the mail. They drop on the front door in this freezer pack, and it's a great way to eat stress-free. And this spring, you can get delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They're fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved. And here's the cool thing, as we've all found out. You throw them in the microwave for 2 minutes, and they're ready to eat and not even requiring cleanup.
And if you can't find something on their menu that you like, then you're just way too picky. Mm-hmm. Because they have over 35 options. Mm. You know, they have things like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie, and we even tried the vegetarian one, which was really good.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the regular meals, but they've also got all these add-on packs, which I really love. These are things like, you know, breakfast or on-the-go lunches or little snacks, even like beverages that want to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, I mean, like they say on their site, what are you waiting for? And they're not kidding. You can get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals by heading over to Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Are you looking for good gourmet meals? Try the meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for lowest carbon footprint meals.
So head to factormeals.com/GenX50 and use code GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code GenX50 at factormeals.com/GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hello. And welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.
Be sure to subscribe to or follow Gen X Grown Up wherever you listen. And while you're there, rate and review the show too. It helps more than you know. Guys, we have a couple more emails. Two of them, in fact, both of them are from a Marcus. We have two Marcuses.
Oh, okay. A Marcus. I was
We're flush with Marcuses.
Two Marcuses has something to say. We want to start with Marcus B. We actually mentioned him in a recent show. Mm-hmm. He's a brand new patron, longtime listener. He joined us and he wrote in, just subject line was just fourth listener email. He'd never written this before. So it's kind of an introduction. Marcus says, hello, this is Marcus. Different one, though, because he's heard us talk about our other one. And I've become a huge fan of Gen X.
Thank you.
Like you guys, I feel that my youth was the last great era to grow up in, and I'm often reminding my children of this fact.
Good job. Yeah, we do too.
If you knew and grew up the way I did, you and Ryan, we get it. Get off my lawn. My favorite episodes are the backtracks, which I always enjoy with deep nostalgia, and I wanted to touch on your most recent episode, Top 10 80s Movie Soundtracks.
Okay.
I always enjoy John, Moe, and George and their slightly testy banter. And in this instance, I wanted to throw George some support and say, The Color of Money is a favorite 80s film of mine, and I absolutely love the soundtrack.
There you go. Finally, some intelligence from our fourth listeners.
Yes. There's the other fan of this soundtrack. We found him.
There were two soundtracks sold. Marcus bought one. I bought the other.
Bought the other one. So now he comes with some actual, some cred here. I am a professional musician, and this soundtrack connected with me right when I first saw the film.
Okay, okay.
I also enjoyed playing pool in my youth, and this film really captures the gritty pool hall feel, and the soundtrack enhances it tenfold. Great choice, George.
See, wow. And that's what I was trying to get across, because the pool movement really hit its stride in the mid to late 80s. It was on ESPN mm-hmm. all over the place, and people were talking about it. That's why they redid this, or not redid, they did this sequel to a movie that didn't need a sequel, is really what it boils mm-hmm. down to.
Right.
But I love the fact that he points out that he's a professional musician, and on a different level, these songs hit him, because that's how good I think this soundtrack is.
George is going to be insufferable now. You know that.
He's like, see, somebody agreed with me. Marcus B.
And
might be the new favorite fourth listener.
I know.
Thanks, so he's a pro. He knows better. Yeah, way to go. He goes on, that being said, The Blues Brothers is unquestionably one of the best 80s films ever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Doesn't agree with you there, George. Sorry. Can't have it all.
I get it. It's just a me thing.
Well, you had said you didn't watch it in the time. You didn't see it till later.
Right.
So it's your Goonies, right? You didn't see it until later.
He did watch the movie. That's
true.
So
he has watched it.
I was going to point out, too, because we recently did an episode where Mo asked John if he recognized somebody's husband, and John immediately goes, that's Short Round from Temple of Doom. I'm like, it's from Goonies.
Yes.
That's where he was at.
Well, he's there, too, right? Okay. Anyway, blah, 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 Goonies. Moving on. Everything about The Blues Brothers, this absurd film, makes it amazing to me. Again, being a musician, I really got every aspect of this film. Maybe we blew a fuse. No, those lights are off on purpose. The soundtrack is amazing, but I also feel the film holds up and then some.
Okay, cool.
And then he says, Purple Rain? Yeah, I can see that as well, although I wasn't really thinking about it until George brought it up.
No. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... Maybe it sneaks up on you, but I don't know that there's a better soundtrack, a lyrical soundtrack, if we're going to make those distinctions now.
Right.
And you know what? I don't even care. Even better than scored soundtracks. This is the best soundtrack of all time.
We pick a lot of hits and great songs. This was full of them. Some of them had two or three or four.
Really,
it was just all hits. Yeah, because it was Prince. And, you know, Prince could do no wrong, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Mo, never seen The Big Chill either. Sorry.
What the hell?
I'm starting to love Marcus B.
This is all George, no Mo show.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll tell you what, Marcus, you know, there's an amazing thing called streaming services, and this movie is on them, so you can watch it somewhere.
It's in the public domain. You can find it.
I don't think he gives a shit about your service.
That's okay, though. That's okay.
So this was his first time writing. He also has a backtrack pitch. So listen up. Here's what he has to say.
All right.
How about top 10 James Bond films?
I'm in.
There's going to be some hellish arguments going on in that top 10.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I already got my top three, so let's go.
I grew up a huge James Bond fan, and I've seen every movie several times. Yep. I'd love to see what you guys could do with this.
You know, it's not just Bond films. We really, if we're going to go down that rabbit hole, should think about breaking it out to things like Bond villains, Bond girls,
home.
Bond gadgets.
Yeah. What about Bond theme songs?
I know. Oh, geez.
Bond theme songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody make notes. There's a lot of backtracks to do.
I don't think we have to. We're recording this. We can listen to it later.
That's true.
Transcribed. Right. Okay. He wraps it up saying, keep up the great podcast, and I'll catch up with you down the line. Marcus B., Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh, hey. All right.
Our Florida. Neck of the woods, too.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Awesome.
One more email. Probably the most enthusiastic email.
Oh, shit.
Really? I thought the first one was pretty enthusiastic.
I know where this is going then. John doesn't use those euphemisms lightly.
Enthusiastic. That's the word that I'll use. This is our other Marcus, our longtime supporter.
Oh, yeah.
Top-tier Patreon. Marcus.
He should be happy. We picked his namesake.
Well, he's not real happy with me mostly. So the subject line of his email was, Dearest George and Mo and that other loud guy. I don't know who he's talking about. Maybe we had a guest on the show. So, Marcus says, It is with great regret and unfathomable disbelief that I write to inform you that the absolute unmitigated gall of your center channeled sidekick has triggered a this motherfucker right here tax.
Oh, jeez.
And so I got to point out that that's Marcus's catchphrase. If you've ever hung out with Marcus, whenever he gets really, really mad at somebody about something,
right
that's
here.
His catchphrase.
Yeah. So what you may know is, so Marcus is a supporter at the top tier level, which is $25 over on Patreon. He voluntarily bumped that up to $35 a month just because he's so passionate about what we do. He adjusted his Patreon level down to $34.99 as a tax.
That was the tax.
So John's costing us 12 cents a year.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Apparently. Oh. So, yeah.
That's
so,
enough for a 1980s bubblegum machine right there. We got to fix this shit.
Well, let's see what we can do. He goes on to say, your list was mostly pretty good. Okay. As George said in the Patreon clip, this probably could have been broken down to make it a tighter list, but given the broad nature of the task, you guys did a pretty good job, as usual.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you. I thought he was super upset. Let's see where it goes. Speaking of the Patreon clip, listening to the background debate on Patreon makes me appreciate Mo's patience even more. Funny to me, but I better understand Mo's follicle disposition after listening to it.
Wow.
Wow. SAT word.
So we made Mo go bald? Is that what he's trying to say?
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm going to have to look up that one in the dictionary just to see if there's another meaning there.
Okay. Then it gets a little more heated.
Okay.
If you're going to concede that a director's personal K-Tel compilation is acceptable in a best soundtrack list, you're going to be hard-pressed to match the Big Chill.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go.
That's a backhanded compliment.
He's like, the kind of shit you want to put on the list, I guess the Big Chill's a good one.
You know what?
Right? That's what I heard there.
I have no pride. I'll take it.
It's like he's saying, if you want to eat a shit sandwich, it's best if it's on rye.
This one's great. Have you tried pumpernickel? It's really nice.
That's a good one. All right.
Yeah. Every single song on the actual soundtrack album was a great single on its own. Every single one. And the songs weren't quite as far removed as those from Stand By Me, which he didn't quite appreciate.
I think we agreed with that when we were debating it and talking about it in the podcast. I just was too latched on to Stand By Me to let it go.
Yeah, well, I was too. I loved that film and I loved the soundtrack. That was in rotation for me when I was in my car, when I had CD player, cassette player, Stand By Me. Yeah. Yeah, you weren't going to get me off of that. That would have been tough. He moves on to say, I'd never even considered that The Color of Money had a soundtrack worth knowing.
Okay.
And now that I've done some further research, turns out I was right. It doesn't.
This motherfucker right here is about to get an ass whooping. I'm about to get in my car, Marcus.
Outside of Werewolves of London, I knew none of the songs. I tried to listen, but I guess I hadn't inhaled enough fourth hand smoke and bar chalk to get it.
Oh shit.
He's throwing the pool hall back at you.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to insert a pool cue somewhere.
This is a good counterbalance to that previous one, though.
Oh, my God, I'm mad. Damn it.
He says, I think there are a few missing from this list that could have replaced this one for sure.
Replace this one?
That's what he said.
Get out of your damn mind. That's what
he said. He said replace.
The only way this soundtrack gets replaced on our list is if you guys kick me out of the show. This soundtrack was always going to be on this list.
On our list.
Notwithstanding. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
On our list, a Gen X grown-up list, this was George's sweetheart and his passion. I think we said in the show, your passion is what got it there. Yeah, it wouldn't have made my personal top 10, but as a crew, this made the top 10 by far. You can hear George's passion now. He wasn't backing down.
Nope.
And there was no point in it. Why would he? Yeah. Marcus wraps it up by saying, the listener formerly known as George's favorite, but still the fourth listener, Marcus.
Marcus, you're my favorite now, so don't worry.
George has a new Marcus to love, the professional musician.
Different Marcus, previous,
right? Yeah, so you Marcus can still too. Say Marcus is your favorite. They won't know who you mean.
And my new Marcus has more music credibility than the old Marcus. So there you go.
Yeah, probably.
He's a professional musician. Wait, what's
absolutely,
he about?
Absolutely. Marcus has lots of CDs. That's his his claim to fame.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus, I hope we've earned back your penny. I hope you'll reconsider at this juncture. Hey, I want to thank all of you who wrote in. If you didn't write in, look, we read every single email, as we say all the time. And if there's a critical mass about a single topic, this is how we're going to handle it. Yeah. We'll do a bonus episode so that everybody can be heard. Hey, we hope you dug this. We thank you again for writing in. Again, if you listen to a show and you want your email heard, it's really easy. Just hit us up at podcast@genxgrownup.com. grownup.com. We read, as you see, every single one, even if it says George's pick should be replaced, we read it. And most of them eventually make the show, or maybe a bonus episode like this one.
Cool.
That's going to wrap it up for this this little extra. I hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you on the next regular show. Until then, I am John. George, thank you so much for being a victim here.
Yes, hey, no, he had both sides here. He had someone raise him up and someone knock him down.
A little of each. Yeah. He did.
A little calm A, a little calm B.
Mo, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. Always fun.
And we all three appreciate you most of all. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Take care, everybody.
Gen X Grown Up is a member of the Evergreen Podcast family. Learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com. No more washy shows till sunrise. Unacceptable for grown-ups. Your dinner cannot just be french fries. Basically, life sucks as a grown-up.
Hit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.